Belinda and Harper Audio Australia present this unabridged recording of Fake Love, Understanding and Healing from Narcissistic Abuse, written by Nova Gibson and read by Rachel Tidd. Dedicated to the memory of my late father, Neil Gibson. If not for you, Dad, and your unconditional love and reassurance that I could achieve anything my heart desired, I may never have written this book. Author's note. To illustrate recurrent patterns of narcissistic abuse and the effects such abuse has on victims, I've used the story of Sophie. Sophie is not a real name. Indeed, she's not just one person. Her story is an amalgam of the experiences of many real people. Also, the character Justin and any other narcissistic abuser, male or female, described in this book is not a real person but a fictional one. Again, drawn upon from multiple experiences shared with me over many years' professional experience. And the reader should not consider that any character described in this book is in fact an identifiable person engaging in abusive conduct. Forward. I'd like to tell you that my intimate knowledge of narcissistic abuse is purely the result of years of professional experience and the clutch of letters after my name, but that's not the case. The dynamics of this insidious, covert form of psychological torment were not learned on the job, nor did I become an expert through my university studies. Rather, it comes from personally experiencing just how easy it is to be pulled into the narcissist's charming web and how hard it is to break free. So I bring that lived truth as well as professional expertise to my counselling sessions and to this book. I first became passionate about supporting victims and survivors of narcissistic abuse after my own experience. Nothing could have prepared me for the crazy-making and pain of these toxic relationships. I tried to seek support, but found none in the places you'd expect. I found myself feeling patronized by experienced psychologists who blamed me, the victim, for being codependent. This did not sit well with me at all, so, like many victims of narcissistic abuse, I turned to private online support groups and forums for victims of narcissistic abuse, as well as videos shared online by other victims and experts in the area. It was in these safe spaces that I finally found validation and support. So it was that in the course of my own search for aid and assistance, I discovered that victims of narcissistic abuse were crying out for effective support worldwide. My substantial international online following is an indication of just how widespread the lack of compassionate, practical, professional advice for these victims is. After I'd done the work to heal my own trauma, I made it my mission to help victims understand their abuse, find a way to break the toxic cycle that kept them going back, and heal. I know it feels as if you will never be happy again at times, and that life cannot get any worse, but I am your living proof not only that you will one day be happy again, but that you will thrive. Every day, people contact me from all over the world seeking support in their narcissistic abuse recovery. This type of abuse can happen to anyone, but core wounds from child abuse or previous relationship trauma will make you even more vulnerable. A mental health professional is not immune to the insidious trauma bond that takes place in these appalling situations, and clinical psychologists, social workers, medical doctors, and psychiatrists who are themselves struggling with their inability to leave an abusive relationship have all asked for help from me as the go-to expert on narcissistic abuse. It's a form of abuse so hidden from view that friends and loved ones, let alone health professionals, just don't see it or know how to deal with it. My beautiful...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?